Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Chosav Shlomi Zalman, Nuv Zgosar, Marisiyat, Vichayas, Chalotzeim. They should be given with Asachat, Slachan, Siyat, Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa, Beshafa, and Kol Tov Sela, and Beschos. Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zechar, Fan, Reziva, Kogon, Bekarav, Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet tells us, Ashnei Chadashim, Michal, and Esha Shabbos, there's 2 months that we're going to be Michal Shabbos for them. Al Nisan, Val Tishrei, for Nisan and Tishrei, Shabahena, Shluchan, Yetz, and Lasuria, because in these months, Shluchan would go out to Syria to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was, Ubahen, Matakin, and Zamayadais, and these two particular months are unique because that's when they're Matake and the Mayadais, the Yamim Tovim. Whenever Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, that's going to determine when Pesach is going to be, and by that same token, when Shavuos is going to be, and Tishrei determines when Yom Kippur and Sukkot is going to be. Now, it's important to point out over here that when we say that we're Michal Shabbos, this is not referring to the shluchim who are going out to tell everyone when Rosh Chodesh is. This is referring to the Edim that saw the new moon. They saw the Maylod, and they're coming to Beis Din to testify that they saw the moon. These months are so important, they're going to even be Michal Shabbos in order to come to Beis Din to tell them that they saw the new moon. Now the mission concludes, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, Michal and Afal Kulon, they would be Michal Shabbos for all the months, Mibnei Takanas HaKarbon, because of the carbon. Which carbon are we referring to? The carbon of Rosh Chodesh. We know that on Rosh Chodesh, we daven Musaf, and that's corresponding to the carbon Musaf that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. So every single Rosh Chodesh was important in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Edim that saw the new moon would be Michal Shabbos for every single month when we had the Beis HaMikdash. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Bein Shaloi Nir Ba'alil. Whether the moon was seen very clearly in the sky, or it wasn't seen clearly in the sky. Let's say the moon was very low on the horizon, and because of that, it could blend into the horizon because of the coloring, and it's not so easy to see the moon. Either which way, Michal and Alves HaShabbos, Edim that saw the moon are going to be Michal HaShabbos, and we're going to come to Beis Din and tell them. And the Chiddush over here is, even though it was seen Ba'alil, it was seen very clearly in the sky, and these Edim can assume that other Edim that don't have to be Michal HaShabbos, they don't have to come from outside the Tchum to give their Edos, probably saw the moon. Nonetheless, these Edim that saw it that do have to be Michal HaShabbos are going to be Michal HaShabbos to give their Edos. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Im Ner Ba'alil, if it was seen clearly in the sky, Ein Michal and Alves HaShabbos, no being Michal HaShabbos, because there's most probably people that are right near Beis Din that saw it, and they don't have to be Michal Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.